atmosphere and climate change. Section 3. Global warming. Have you ever gotten into a car that has been sitting in the sun for a while with all its windows closed? Even if the day is cool, the air inside the car is much warmer than the air outside. On a hot summer day, opening the door of a car can seem like opening the door of an oven. The reason heat builds up inside a car is that the sun's energy streams into the car through the clear glass windows in the form of sunlight. The carpets and upholstery in the car absorb the light and change it into heat energy. Heat energy does not pass through glass as easily as light energy does. Sunlight continues to stream into the car through the glass, but heat cannot get out. The heat continues to build up and is trapped inside the car. A greenhouse works the same way. By building a house of glass, gardeners trap the sun's energy and grow delicate plants in the warm air inside the greenhouse, even when there is snow on the ground outside. The greenhouse effect. The Earth is similar to a greenhouse. The Earth's atmosphere acts like the glass in a greenhouse. As shown in Figure 14, sunlight streams through the atmosphere and heats the Earth. As this heat radiates up from Earth's surface, some of it escapes into space. The rest of the heat is absorbed by gases in the troposphere and warms the air. This process of heat absorption is called the greenhouse effect. Not every gas in our atmosphere absorbs heat in this way. The gases that do absorb and radiate heat are called greenhouse gases. The major greenhouse gases are water vapor, carbon dioxide, chlorofluorocarbons, methane, and nitrous oxide. Of these, water vapor and carbon dioxide account for most of the absorption of heat that occurs in the atmosphere. Measuring carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. In 1958, a geochemist named Charles Keeling installed an instrument at the top of a tall tower on the volcano Mauna Loa in Hawaii. Keeling wanted to measure the amount of CO2 in the air, far from forests and cities where CO2 levels vary every day. The winds that blow steadily over Mauna Loa have come thousands of miles across the Pacific Ocean, mixing as they traveled. Keeling reasoned that at Mauna Loa, the average CO2 levels in the air could be measured for the entire Earth. Most of the CO2 that is released into the air dissolves in the ocean or is used by plants for photosynthesis. As a result, the levels of CO2 in the air vary with the seasons. During the summer, growing plants use more CO2 for photosynthesis than they release in respiration. This causes CO2 levels in the air to decrease in the summer. In the winter, dying grasses and fallen leaves decay and release the carbon that was stored in them during the summer. As a result, CO2 levels naturally rise. Rising carbon dioxide levels. After only a few years of measuring CO2 levels, it became obvious that they were changing in ways other than just the seasonal fluctuations. Figure 15 shows that CO2 levels in the atmosphere have increased by over 20% in less than 50 years. This increase is due largely to the CO2 released into the air when fossil fuels are burned. The data in Figure 15 provide a record of changes in CO2 levels since 1958. Levels of CO2 in the atmosphere thousands of years ago can be determined by analyzing ice cores drilled from ice sheets. These measurements show that CO2 levels in the atmosphere today are higher than they have been for the last 420,000 years, and probably for the last 20 million years. Greenhouse gases and the Earth's temperature. Many scientists think that because greenhouse gases trap heat near the Earth's surface, more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere will result in an increase in global temperature. A comparison of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and average global temperatures for the past 400,000 years supports this view. Today, we are releasing more carbon dioxide than any other greenhouse gas into the atmosphere. Millions of tons of carbon dioxide are released into the atmosphere each year from power plants that burn coal or oil and from cars that burn gasoline. Millions of trees are burned in tropical rainforests to clear the land for farming. Thus, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is increasing. We are also releasing other greenhouse gases, such as CFCs, methane, and nitrous oxide, in significant amounts. Table 2 shows the sources of some major greenhouse gases. Global warming. Figure 16 shows that the average temperature at Earth's surface increased during the 20th century. This increase is known as global warming. Because the temperature is rising at a similar rate to the increase in greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, many scientists have hypothesized that the increase in greenhouse gases has caused the increase in temperature. Thousands of experiments and computer models support this hypothesis. The increase in temperature is predicted to continue throughout the 21st century. This does not mean that temperatures are rising at a constant rate, or that they are rising in all parts of the world. It is not possible to rule out natural climatic variability. For example, we know that fluctuations in temperatures on Earth occur naturally over the centuries. Modeling global warming. Predictions about future changes in climate are based on computer models. Scientists write equations that represent the atmosphere and oceans. Then, they enter data about CO2 levels, prevailing winds, and many other variables. The resulting models can be used to predict how factors such as temperature and sea level will be affected, as shown in Figure 17. Weather forecasters use programs similar to those used by climate scientists. You have probably been rained on when a forecaster predicted dry weather, so you know that the programs and the models they produce are not always accurate. Computer models are becoming more reliable, however, as more data are available and additional variables are included. The consequences of a warmer Earth. In North America, tree swallows, Baltimore Orioles, and robins are nesting about 11 days earlier than they did 50 years ago. These are birds that winter in the south and return north to breed in the spring. In Britain, at least 200 species of plants are flowering up to 55 days earlier in the year than they did 40 years ago. There is no evidence that these changes are caused by global warming. Scientists know, however, that the time at which birds nest and the time at which plants flower are both strongly influenced by temperature. Scientists are not sure how quickly the Earth will warm or how severe the effects will be. Different computer models give different predictions. The possible effects of global warming include a number of potentially serious environmental problems. These problems include changes in weather patterns and rising sea levels. The possible effects of a warmer Earth will not be the same everywhere. For instance, some ecosystems are less sensitive to changes in climate than others are. Countries, too, will vary in their ability to respond to problems caused by changes in climate. Melting ice and rising sea levels. Ice melts as global temperatures increase, causing the amount of ice near the poles to decrease, as shown in Figure 18. The melting of ice and snow from polar landmasses, such as Greenland and Antarctica, causes sea levels around the world to rise. The rise in sea levels could affect coastal areas in several ways. Coastal wetlands and other low-lying areas could be flooded. Enormous numbers of people who live near coastlines could lose their homes and sources of income. Beaches could be extensively eroded. The salinity of bays and estuaries might increase, which could adversely affect marine fisheries. Also, coastal freshwater aquifers could become too salty to be used as sources of fresh water. Global weather patterns. If the Earth warms up significantly, the surface of the oceans will absorb more heat, which may make hurricanes and typhoons more common. Some scientists are concerned that global warming will also cause a change in ocean current patterns, such as shutting off the Gulf Stream. Such a change could significantly affect the world's weather. For instance, some regions might have more rainfall than normal, whereas other regions might have less. Severe flooding could occur in some regions at the same time that droughts devastate other regions. Human health problems. Warmer average global temperatures pose potential threats to human health. Greater numbers of heat-related deaths could occur. Very young and very old city dwellers are at greatest risk during heat waves. Since trees and flowering plants, such as grasses, would flower earlier and for longer than they do now, people who are allergic to pollen would suffer from allergies for more of the year. As well, warmer temperatures could enable mosquitoes, vectors of diseases such as malaria, dengue fever, and encephalitis, to establish themselves in areas that are too cold for them at the moment. Agriculture. Agriculture would be most severely impacted by global warming if extreme weather events, such as droughts, became more frequent. The effects of drought are shown in Figure 19. Higher temperatures could result in decreased crop yields. The demand for irrigation could increase, which would further deplete aquifers that have already been overused. Effects on plants and animals. Climate change could alter both the range of plant species and the composition of plant communities. Trees could colonize cooler areas. Forests could shrink in the warmer part of their range and lose diversity. Global warming may cause a shift in the geographical range of some animals. For example, birds in the northern hemisphere may not have to migrate as far south for winter. Warming in the surface waters of the ocean might cause a reduction of zooplankton, which many marine animals depend on for food. The crab-eater seal, shown in Figure 20, would be just one of the animals affected by fewer zooplankton. Warming in tropical waters may kill the algae that nourish corals, thus destroying coral reefs. Recent findings. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, is a network of approximately 2,500 of the world's leading climatologists from 70 countries. In 2001, the IPCC issued its third assessment report, or TAR. TAR describes what is currently known about the global climate system and provides future estimates about the state of the global climate system. Some of the findings of the IPCC included that the average global surface temperature increased by 0.6 degrees Celsius during the 20th century, that snow cover and ice extent have decreased, and that the average global sea level has risen. The IPCC has also reported that concentrations of atmospheric greenhouse gases have continued to increase as a result of human activities. It is also predicted that human influences will continue to change the composition of the Earth's atmosphere throughout the 21st century. Reducing the risk. In 1997, representatives from 160 countries met and set timetables for reducing emissions of greenhouse gases. These timetables will go into effect when a treaty called the Kyoto Protocol is ratified by 55% of the attending nations. The Kyoto Protocol requires developed countries to decrease emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases by an average of 5% below their 1990 levels by 2012. In March of 2001, the United States decided not to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. Most developed nations are going ahead with the treaty. The need to slow global warming has been recognized by the global community. Some nations and organizations have engaged in reforestation projects to reduce CO2, such as the project shown in Figure 21. However, the attempt to slow global warming is made difficult by the economic, political, and social factors faced by different countries. Conflict has already arisen between developed and developing countries over future CO2 emissions, the projections of which are shown in Figure 22. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.